This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The Finnish government officially announced its intention to join NATO on Sunday as Sweden's ruling party was to hold a decisive meeting that could pave the way for a joint application less than 3 months after Russia's February 24th invasion of Ukraine. The move is a stunning reversal of Finland's policy on military non-alignment dating back more than 75 years. Sweden, which has been militarily non-aligned for more than two centuries, is also seen following suit with a similar announcement expected on Monday. Quote, today the President of the Republic and the government's Foreign Policy Committee have jointly agreed that Finland will apply for NATO membership after consulting Parliament. This is a historic day. A new era is opening, Finnish President Sauli Niinistö told reporters on Sunday. In the U.S., shoppers out on a weekend afternoon and a retired police officer working as a security guard were among the 10 shot and killed at a western New York State supermarket by a white teenager who authorities say was motivated by racial hatred. Police say Peyton Gendron shot in total 11 black people and 2 white people Saturday in a rampage at the Tops Friendly Market that the 18-year-old broadcast live before surrendering to authorities. Among the dead was the security guard, a retired City of Buffalo police officer, who fired multiple shots at Gendron, according to Buffalo's police commissioner. A bullet hit the gunman's armor but had no effect. Gendron then killed the security guard before hunting more victims. Also killed was an 86-year-old mother. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. India says it will keep a window open to export wheat to food-deficient countries at the government level despite an export ban announced on Friday. VOA's Tommy McNeil explains.
India's Commerce Secretary told reporters Sunday the government will also allow private exporters to meet previous commitments to export nearly 4.3 million tons of wheat until July. India exported 1 million tons of wheat in April. It mainly exports wheat to neighboring countries like Bangladesh, Nepal, and Sri Lanka. A notice in the Government Gazette by the Directorate of Foreign Trade on Friday said a spike in global prices for wheat was threatening the food security of India and neighboring and vulnerable countries. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Thousands of Tunisians protested on Sunday against President Kais Saied, demanding a return to the normal democratic order and rejecting his replacement of the Independent Electoral Commission with the one he named himself. Quote, the people want democracy, and quote, Saied has led the country to starvation, were two slogans chanted by protesters who gathered in central Tunis a week after a smaller demonstration in support of the president. Saied's opponents accuse him of a coup, and he has entrenched his one-man rule since seizing executive power last summer, dismissing parliament, moving to rule by decree, and saying he will replace the democratic constitution through a referendum. Saied denies a coup, saying his intervention was legal and necessary to save Tunisia from years of political paralysis and economic stagnation at the hands of a corrupt, self-serving elite who had taken control of government. Spreading protests across Iran over a cut in state subsidies on food have turned political, with slogans calling for top leaders to step down, according to posts on social media. An unconfirmed report said at least 4 protesters were killed. Protests began in some cities last week, sparked by the government's subsidy cut decision that caused price hikes in Iran by as much as 300% for a variety of flour-based staples. The government also raised prices on some basic goods, such as cooking oil and dairy products in Iran. Recapping our top story, the Finnish government officially announced its intention to join NATO on Sunday, as Sweden's ruling party was to hold a decisive meeting that could pave the way for a joint application less than 3 months after Russia's February 24th invasion of Ukraine. The move is a stunning reversal of Finland's policy on military non-alignment dating back more than 75 years. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.